Very happy now to welcome back to the show John Kloss. He's a dancer, musician, teacher. He's founder and director of Stepology, and he's here to tell us about the third annual Santa Fe Tap Dancing Festival, which is this Friday and Saturday, August 24th and 25th, with a big performance called Tap Into the Now on Friday night at the Lensic. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So how's the tap scene in Santa Fe progressing since you were here about a year ago?
I think folks are more excited about it. I'm seeing more of the youngsters in my classes over at NDI. And I think with the music that's involved in our show and Elise Gent and June, I think we are being embraced by a larger section of the community now.
Right, because the African dance class that Elise Gent teaches, and there's all these local drummers who are amazing and dancers. That's a huge community at this point.
Yes, absolutely. A joyous community at that.
Now, have any of them crossed over into tap?
Perhaps a little bit, and perhaps you may see and hear some of that crossover in our show at the Lensic on Friday.
Now, last year, the show at the Lensic was extraordinary. You brought people in from all over the place. Bert Dalton is going to be there again, special musical guest, and Elise and June, African dance ensemble, and drumming ensemble. Are you also bringing in some tap dancers from far and wide?
Yes. You'll see some of the usual suspects. Mark Mendoza, Channing Cook Holmes, our music director, who is also a dancer, Jason Rogers, and Sam Weber. Jason Rogers is from the L.A. area, and Sam Weber is from San Francisco. So those are our main cast members as far as the tappers go.
Now, they're from far away. How do you work with them leading up to the show?
That's a good question. Well, it's a good thing that those folks and I have known one another for, over a decade, maybe even 15 years now. So we find ourselves working together in a number of environments over time. And with those experiences, we develop a very strong rapport and camaraderie. And it really helps our creative process considerably because we have that to draw on when we meet for this very short amount of time in Santa Fe.
So do you have your choreography set?
Yes and no, and it depends, and sometimes it just depends on which way the wind blows that day.
Well, there is an improvisational part of it also.
Right. I would say the whole show itself is a big structured improvisation where, you know, almost like a set played by jazz musicians, we may have an idea of the numbers. Actually, we have a little more structure in that we have an idea of the numbers or who's going to be on stage and featured at various times in the show and the order that's going to happen in, and even in most cases what song they're going to be playing or dancing to, but often how long it goes and what exactly they do and where they do it, and if there's any sort of musical dialogue with any of the musicians like the bass player or the piano player, that's always kind of special to that evening or that moment.
And there's costumes, that's part of it as well.
There's sometimes costumes. We like to dress up sometimes. You may see some interesting costumes that utilize special lighting this year.
You want to give us any hints? Like, can you tell us one of the musical numbers?
Oh, but Mary Charlotte, the reveal is it's so much about that number.
I'm not going to make you, but... All right, well, anyway, or genre. Give us a genre.
Oh, well, here's the interesting thing. The piece which I'm thinking of actually spans quite a few different genres of music and dance. We could say that it involves hip-hop and classical music and perhaps even traditional East Asian music. And... the dance will involve at least tap dance, possibly a little bit of dance floor, common vernacular sort of dance that you might see, humorous dance, clowning, perhaps some African. Those things will be finalized, I think, the moment that we actually do it.
We're talking to tap dancer John Kloss. Tap dancing, as I understand it, requires the kind of music that swings, jazz swings. Can you also tap dance to other things, to classical or to Latin music, for example?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's part of, I think, what this show is all about, or what this show is expressing. And what we all feel, the cast all feels about tap dance, is it's really not confined to any one genre or form. It grew up hand in hand with swing, which actually at the time was contemporary music. It was the contemporary music of the day. Now we're finding tap happening with all forms of music. It works great with classical music. It works great with hip hop. It works great by itself. It's not something that's confined to any one genre.
We just had a performance at the Lenzic the other night in which Cuban music with clave and conga were combined with Bach.
Yeah.
So anything is possible. And not only is it possible, sometimes it's absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Now, you are both a musician and a dancer, and it's, I don't know, is it the only form? It's certainly one of the forms of dance where to be a dancer, you basically have to be a percussionist. You're kind of playing music with your feet as you're dancing.
Yes. I almost sometimes in my mind refer to the folks on this project as conceptual percussionists, because, you know, they're very, meticulous about their craft as a percussionist, about the rhythm. But by the same token, of course, they're moving and they're incorporating all these visual aspects and, you know, lateral movement and defying gravity at times to do what they do, and involving lighting effects and costumes and all that. So it's a huge integration of all these different media or forms.
Anti-gravity really does kind of express it. It's amazing. You guys are so light on your feet, it's almost magical.
Thank you, I guess.
And yeah.
Part of that lightness actually comes from being really down into the floor and just manipulating that tension, or manipulating those distinctions between down and up.
Would you like to do a little tap dancing for us here in the Santa Fe Baking Company?
Absolutely, that'd be fun.